that move before. A book. To show that she's cool enough to go to a bar with a book. A book. And not some girlfriends. A book. And not a man. The book is The World According to Garp by John Irving. You appreciate that. It shows she has a certain sense of style. Sense of humor. You don't approach her immediately. That would be silly. She clearly has her guard up, the way she's nursing that drink. Determinedly reading. Still, the outfit she has on says, I might be reading, but that doesn't mean I'm all mind and no body. You admire the display, the long, shapely legs with their sheen of black pantyhose. There's just enough displayed to give you a sense of the thighs, creamy and smooth, under the pantyhose, but it's just a hint. A suggestion more than anything. Again, you appreciate it. This woman's no slut. She's got class, maybe even a master's degree. She wears the almost regulation pencil skirt, an innocuous, good-quality white blouse. She's drinking a vodka tonic by the looks of it. The pale glass, the slip of lime, and the beautiful, lonely woman pretending to read her book. It makes a pretty picture, and you admire it for a moment before you move in. Nothing as crass as hello, though. You've seen a few others try that approach, even calling her the librarian. Amateurs. Instead, you wait till they've left and she's really alone. She's stayed on that page for far too long. Then you send over an 18-year-old Macallan. A real drink, a serious drink. It's a drink that you know will take her by surprise with its quality and class. You send it over, and you wait. She is annoyed at first and suspicious, although it's highly unlikely that any frat boy or middle-class, middle-management guy would send over that amber-colored beverage. Then she sees you. You're not what she expected. You're attractive, serious. You stare at her just long enough to make her uncomfortable, and then you tip her a tiny smile, a mere curl of your lip. That's it. Make it clear there are no strings for this expensive drink. She should drink it and be happy and forget about you, but now she can't. Now that she knows that she can walk away, she doesn't. So it is she who indicates that you can sit by her, she who initiates conversation, she who is now worried. She's worried you might have a girlfriend, a wife. Might be bored, might leave. And you aren't too encouraging. Just enough. You give her just enough space to feel safe. You speak quietly. You are witty. You never touch her, not even to emphasize the good point you just made. She leans in to hear you make another dry, amusing observation. She wants you to touch her. You don't. Instead, you buy another round and then another one. Nothing garish about the gesture, of course. You just nod your head to the bartender. This shows that although you have class, have style, have money, have power, you never show off. You're well-educated, smart, powerful, and ambitious, but you're not an asshole. Now the alcohol is entering her bloodstream. She grows a little looser. Her hair, the small silken pieces by her ears, begins to rebel and grow soft and loose, too. The book is pushed away, forgotten. Elbows on the table, leaning in, laughing, touching you lightly on the arm. When she does this, she feels how firm your arm is. You work out. She is sizing you up when she thinks you're not looking. She's wondering where this could go. Already in her mind, she's telling her girlfriends how she met you. In her mind, she tries out the phrase, in a bar, and melds it to, about to go, looked up, saw each other, talked the whole night through. Then the bartender announces, last call. You say, well, you smile, you shrug. Suddenly it seems that all her dreams are about to be blown away. You pause just long enough for her